Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our program tonight. We are live. Today is Wednesday, October 23rd, 2013. We're on bbsradio.com, station one tonight, and we've got a great hour of Q&A coming up. You can email me your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if they're short, you can type them into the BBS Fast Chat. If everybody wants to bring up the picture of a large light being, we can have Ron charge it up for us. You can find out more about Ron at creationlightship.com and also on our BBS Radio homepage, bbsradio.com/creationlightship. So I'll give everybody a second to get over there to find a picture of the large light being. You scroll down on the BBS homepage, you'll find it there, and also on Ron's homepage over on the right-hand side of the page. It looks like an image of a face. So Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and maybe we can charge up the light being with some peace energy tonight for everybody and their space.
Okay, so here we go. So first to your energy. For you, and then we'll do your space's energy. So it'll be the room that you're in. And just for a test, I'd like you, after we charge up your the area where you are now, living room, bedroom, or whatever, then I'd like you to go to a different room and just see if the energy happens to go into that room. I'm just kind of curious. So we'll see here. So this is your energy for peace. One, two, three, four, and five, and a little more energy. So stronger, light beams coming in, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? Now we'll do room that you're in. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Everything should feel like they're all separated. If you look at anything, you won't see any energetic cordings. You won't see yourself connected to anything or things connected to you. Now, if you would, just walk into another room, or maybe another room, a couple rooms, and just see how the energy feels. And then compare that to as you, when you walk into your room now, if it's a shift or a difference in energy. So we'll see if we get back on comments here. I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, it's very interesting to notice the difference. And if you noticed any change in your room or in yourself, and if you did this where you walked into a different room, you can let us know what you observed on the Fast Chat. Or if you have something longer, you can send it over to CLS Questions. Okay, so Ron, we've got quite a few questions tonight. There's a couple of really long ones, and if people have written in like a long email, it's very helpful to have the question part of the email maybe up front, and I do forward a lot of these emails on to Ron, so if it's like a long one, maybe if you could just resend it with the question at the top. That would be great. And also put in the date and Wednesday live show in the subject line. That way we can know which ones we want to read out on the air. And also it helps if we have a really packed show where we get a lot of pile up with the questions. It's great because then I put them into an unread folder and we can get to them on another show. And I know that we didn't get to them on this show. So thanks, everybody. And I really appreciate it. Okay. So our first question is from a listener who is wondering what existence is like after ascension. For those who chose not to prepare for ascension, what becomes of them?
Well, let's see. I guess the easiest way to state that is what's happening to you now, today, and going back in time throughout your life when you were abducted onto timelines. So the situation at ascension time will be that the ones that don't have a presence here of light, because they're no longer here and they're not carrying light energy, that's why we have the clearing, you know, for your spirit. You're probably mainly dealing with your spirit here. So that's why people talk about their past incarnations. They don't want to be here. So if you're not recognized and the light doesn't know that you're here and you get taken to another timeline, which is not created by the light, the light's not going to necessarily look there. It'll just look onto the now timeline, which is what it created, and using, you know, the word timeline in there. I don't know how else to really state it, but it'll be the timeline where you are in the present moment. And that's created by the light. And that never changes. It's always the same timeline. And there's no judgment on that timeline. So from there, if you're not on that timeline, and getting back to the question, if people don't do any kind of clearings to get recognized by the light, switching it slightly, what's going to happen to them? Well, they'll be on a parallel life somewhere else in darkness. And that'll just be, at least now you come back off and on, hopefully, to the light timeline. And some people may not ever come back to it. Or, you know, even without ascension happening, they're too much, you know, connected to the darkness, not knowing about the timeline in the present and the now. So that's what happens. So you're going to be living a life on a dark side universe with no light, the fabricated light of the darkness that the aliens are doing today to everybody on the planet here. So it's not going to be as if you're going to go into something that you're not going to really realize what it is. You may have been on it an hour ago, okay, if you weren't in the now. So you have to kind of look at that and say, oh, yeah, you know, I was in the light of the darkness timeline. And right now, you are on the source energy. So, switching it slightly, if we just happen to be on, say, a BBS program, and the light decides to do the ascension process, all the listeners listening will be taken to the light. And that's regardless if you did any clearings or not, because you're still listening, and the light can find you in this present moment that I'm in. But if you're not listening or you're not connected to the now moment where your light is going to be, the true energy of the spirit of the earth, then you're going to be off on your parallel lives, which you've been doing all along anyway. Will it be any different to you than what you have had today? Possibly not. But you won't be able to get into the light. So that's the problem. What can they do to you on those timelines? Well, they own the timeline, so anything can happen. And so your spirit then is basically trapped in the darkness on a timeline that looks like it was created by the light. So your spirit is, in a sense, kind of fooled, and so is your body. But at some point, you probably won't be able to sustain a lot of life with your body. Let your spirit can keep re-energizing it because it needs the connection to the earth to do so. Use that earth energy because your body is created from the earth. And those timelines may not have that on there. You know, I just don't know if the aliens are able to replicate your own physical body. And maybe they may just take your physical body like they did with most of the people on the planet here and steal it, because now it's no longer, doesn't have any protection, we'll say, from light, and may just create a clone of you, and maybe all the population here, we'll say, may get shipped off to another planet to become mass slaves someplace, or even worse. So hopefully they answered that question. Okay, so people don't know about the clearings, forget the clearings, we'll say, do they follow what Jesus talked about cleaning out your emotions? You know, most of the Christian churches tell you that Jesus is going to do it for you. You know, that's not the case. So, no being wants to ever be courted, and the light doesn't accept courting because it's not in its reality of being energetically courted. So all that information that they tell you is not proper and correct, but it sounds good. So it takes away your responsibility from doing anything, you know, to yourself to help out your spirit, because you think something else is going to do it for you and babysit you, and that's not the case. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth. If I missed anything, let me know.
Well, thanks, Ron. I don't think you missed anything, but I did maybe want to add a few things. So if you're new listening and this is the first time you've experienced any of this, it may come as a bit of a shock to you, but it's really more about empowering you and empowering yourself to do the clearings and healings that Ron offers. Ron's here as an ambassador with the Creation Lightship, and you can find all of the clearings and healings online at creationlightship.com, and you can do them 24/7. So it's a great resource, and it's nothing to be afraid of or scared of, but it's just kind of the reality that we're all living out here, and the ways you can do, the things you can do to help out your spirit would be to do clearing and to get all of that corded energy off of you. So that's the kind of healings that Ron's offering. Also, I wanted to say, Ron, I think what you touched on there too is that it's so important to do the New Earth transfer. And if you've done clearings and healings, you want to transfer them over to the New Earth energy. So that's an important thing to do. So I guess if you've already done your whole lifetime emotional healing, which is the first healing or clearing that Ron offers, and he recommends that you do that before any of the others, you want to transfer that to the New Earth, and you can find out more about that on creationlightship.com. I think it comes up if you type in the word transfer into the search box. I'll double check on that. So you want to kind of create that energetic reality for yourself and your spirit, so that hopefully you can be more prepared for ascension and for getting more spirit energy back into your body. Ron, I don't know if you want to comment at all about the New Earth or talk about that transfer or anything else.
Yeah, the New Earth transfer is just strictly a energy that the lightship created to store your energy from your clearings on or at. That's the location. So you can be found. We just call it the New Earth transfer just to make it really simple for people. It's not a physical place that you're living or that's going to be manifested as a new earth after ascension. It's just a place, kind of like a safe deposit box for you, let's say, and that's where you put your information so the light can find you at ascension. Because if you're taken off the planet before the ascension time happens and the light looks to you, and it only looks for light. So if you were taken, abducted to some other place, then the light cannot find you. Remember, in true light, when you're out there doing stuff, you know, the light doesn't expect you to be, you know, abducted. And you won't be abducted in true light. Here, somehow the darkness came in. How or why, you know, I don't know, but the darkness came in. And, you know, it's possible that the original people here that were from light decided to choose darkness. The darkness came and tempted them, you know, which is kind of what's in the Bible, basically. And they got tempted to judge the light and were given a mind energy to be able to think with, instead of using maybe intuition and your body energies to do stuff in the present moment. They made you have a memory of the past. And the past is what the problem is, because it keeps you connected to all past thoughts. And that's stored in your DNA. And that's another trick they did, is they gave you a DNA that keeps getting reprogrammed, and that's passed on to, you know, the next person in your family line that's born. So they have all of your stuff, too. In true light, that doesn't even exist. So everybody's starting off with a bag full of stuff. And then as you live this life, the bag is larger. And that's the problem. So if you don't think at all, then there's no judgments coming forth in consciousness, because you're not activating anything. That's why I say, if you can somehow live without thinking, and you know, and people can do that, you can actually think in the now. You can use the now to bring forth your ideas and what you need to do, versus being on a timeline in time thinking. So it's different. So you use a heart energy to think with, instead of using mind energy. So you just have two different energy systems. But the darkness that created the mind energy stayed in the darkness with it. It would be no problem as you're living, you know, on this particular planet using heart energy, but somehow people got tied into the mind energy, and that's why it's so bad here. And the mind energy is strictly is an energy system that wants to conquer and control. That's what the aliens are doing also. That's their main premise, is to steal energy and use us for a host to take away our emotional energies and our mind energies, or our pain energies, whatever we deal with. They're taking that energy system from us, because your spirit is creating that. So whatever your spirit is putting its energy into, then the darkness will steal that. And then it gets a part of your spirit each time that happens. And that's what happens to the whole process. So you could say, well, gee, you know, I've been here for 50,000 years. You know, what's one more time? Big deal, you know. Well, your spirit is not going to be here this time. So before, you got bounced back here by the darkness. They said, well, okay, ascension time is kind of came and went, and now we're starting a whole new cycle of 2,000 years, and we'll just bring the people back here just like they do all the time anyway, just like what happened to you today if you're out on timelines. You just slide the timeline in, drop people in here onto the planet, and voila, they're here. Well, there won't be an Earth to come back to. This Earth is no longer going to be here with this Earth spirit as of today. It could change, but as of today, you know, you will not be able to live on a planet without having the Earth spirit that created you, your body, present. So if they replicate this and make it identical to this, but they don't have an Earth spirit, the one that was here now, creating this energy, and it's no longer here, I should add that. So right away, if they do fabricate it, then you're not going to be able to come back, because it won't have that same resonance. You won't resonate to it. And your body will probably, you know, eventually die because you're on a planet that doesn't relate to your physical body. So anyway, that's the good and the bad news. The whole thing is to get back to basic teachings of Jesus, take away some of the stuff that was talked about that makes people think that he's going to come back and save everybody. Just cross that out and just know that he was here to help people that were able to come forward, who wanted to get those healings, clean out their DNA for that ascension. That's what it amounts to. And when he left here, so did all the energy that would produce those healings. But it's here again, so you can have the same experience, except now you have 2,000 years of stuff, which is the problem. That's why we have so many clearings on the website, because people are stuck in the mire from all your past ancestors' thinking. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron. That's thank you. And it's really important to remember the difference between mind energy and heart energy. And there are a lot of clearings that Ron offers to clear away mind energy. And you can always do the mind-to-heart drop, which is, I command my spirit to drop my thoughts into my heart, and then you count backwards from 10, to remain centered in the moment. And Ron, there are so many clearings that could help people if they would like to disconnect from mind energy, including free samples like there's an alien head implant removal. There's Be Here in the Now. And if you want to get more into this, you can just type in the word mind in the search for a healing box on the left side of Ron's homepage. And there are all kinds of clearings that can help you disconnect from the mind energy. There's ego, mind, body disconnection, which is a whole lifetime clearing. We haven't really talked about that one a lot on the different shows that we have here on BBS. There's a mind interface body clearing, a mind looping clearing, and a bunch of different clearings. There's probably others that would help too. The mind matrix barcode removal. There's a mind matrix bundle that Ron offers, and a mind of the body clearing, which is a really good one to do if you're having some physical issues, because that can help you reconnect with your inner healer. So those are all really good ones to do. And there's also the psychic billboard mind projection clearing, and that you can get on a monthly basis. So just curious if anybody's done any of these clearings. Maybe you want to let us know if you have any testimonials. You can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or if you want to send just a short, brief thing, you can type it into the fast chat. Although I have to say I've been having a few issues with the chat tonight. So if I don't get your question on there, just please email it to me. I'm going to go back to the questions, Ron, and change the subject a little bit here while we wait for some listener responses. And also let us know if you noticed any difference with the light being peace energy for yourself and your space that Ron did earlier in the program. So I have a note here from a person who had an experience with their first experience with someone who is being cloned out. And they write, they know that this is happening, but when you experience it, it really becomes a reality. So it's kind of a long email, but the person took two packages to the post office to be mailed, certified mail, and I guess they knew that each one would be about $12.50. So they knew that the total cost would be around $25, but somehow the computer at the post office showed a total amount due of $7. And even though that it showed a receipt that was printed out with $12.50 for each package. So this person handed the postal clerk the $30, and she took the $20, took the $10, and gave her $3 change. and she immediately returned these bills and gave the customer $3. And she told her that it was not correct, that she owed $25. The clerk couldn't understand and repeated, "You only owe $7 because I guess that's what the computer was showing. And I guess she manually entered this amount and had no idea how she'd arrived at that figure. And the listener couldn't communicate with her, so her total was $7. Very interesting. So, Ron, I don't know if you want to comment at all about that or talk about clones at all. But it does seem like these experiences happen. And I know for me personally, like I didn't really pay that much attention to it. But recently, you tend to notice it a lot more. And then when you know what's happening, you're like, oh, wow, that's what's happening. This person's being cloned out, because it's like there's, you know, instances where they can't make change, or it's just kind of you kind of feel like you've entered the twilight zone. So, Ron, I don't know if you want to comment all about that or talk about clones or respond to this or anything else.
Yeah, it does sound pretty normal, you know. There's so much that we've seen with clone energies and people not knowing what they're doing and not understanding and just not getting it, you know. So, you know, if you're having that experience and you recognize it, you know that you're not a clone, so that's good. If you haven't seen it,
that's a good sign.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen that happening, well, we have clone healings. We have the clone darkness to light clearing, where you can put a spirit into the clone and a new body. That can help the people listening who may be on the borderline of, gee, I don't know, you know, that sounds like me. from there, that clearing's up. That's the way clones work. They're not accustomed to living here because this is like their first incarnation. Even though the body may look old, it may even be somebody like your cousin or even a husband or wife or a neighbor or somebody that you've known for years. Remember, they just take them out and put a replica in, and they look the same. So that's the way it works. And unfortunately, you know, they're here. So you have to learn how to, deal with them and understand them. And I'd say, you know, first, you know, have some compassion, because they may not know what they're doing wrong. So with the newer clone models, or the older ones that's been here for, you know, maybe almost, we'll just say 10 months now, some of those are getting a little more sassier. And so they're...
sassy clones.
Yeah. They're learning how to live here.
It's true, you're right, yeah. I've noticed that.
For the new ones, you know, my only concern with looking at the clones is that, you know, as the clones start to live here, and then all of a sudden maybe the aliens don't want them to be here any longer, what are they going to do to those poor bodies, you know, as they take them out of here? Because they're under a different premise, so that's why I put the darkness to light up for the clones. You know, it's a gigantic workforce here. And if they want to retire that old clone model and bring in a new one, you know, or clones. Well, anyway, that's what's going on. If you haven't seen that happen, you know, keep your eyes open and just know that the people just don't seem to be with it too much. Like I mentioned the other day, you know, I got two free ice cream cones and my $10 back. So
interesting.
They paid me to,
they paid you to eat ice cream. That's great.
They paid me. Anyway, that was quite interesting. But just the way Earth is right now. So, and that's probably why we're having all the chemtrails and stuff, is that they want to get rid of the humans here and bring in more clones. And, you know, I'm looking for the day, hopefully, that, like I talk about in the, like Wyoming in the States, there were a lot of the people who have lots of money or are well-known by everybody are having their vacation or their special homes being built there. I think that they have a way to get into a portal to see a wonderful new Earth, which they covered up here with the desolation and the deserts and mountains and stuff that look pretty barren. And I think maybe that might be just the facade. And I'm waiting to see the timeline of the true Earth come forward, where it might be like a rainforest, you know, in beautiful weather and everything else. Remember, all that's brought here, you know, people call stuff the acts of God, which is true. Aliens are doing that. You know, whatever the things happen, that's probably why you have that waiver will stay on the insurance policy so the aliens aren't held responsible. Must know a lot about contract law. And from there, you know, the aliens cause all the problems that are here, the earthquakes, tornadoes and stuff. Remember, the Earth spirit does not want to cause harm to anything. So when you have things causing harm, you know, your alien natural disasters, then that's who's doing it all. You know, just look at any type of storm, any type of tornado. And you can sometimes see alien ships involved in there. You can see alien faces. You know, look at some really dark clouds when it's raining out. Or maybe the cloud is there and it should be rain and there's no rain. You kind of scratch your head and go, gee, that's kind of weird. So, you know, you can always see those alien, ugly-looking faces. So just be conscious and look. It doesn't take much once you start to see them. I always look at clouds, even in movies, so I always try to see what's there. Somehow even the artist may even make something up where they have like a background of clouds, you know, where they do, you know, they're copy and pasting and stuff and on artwork, and somehow they have faces in them also. You go, wow, they're really controlled. Anyway, look up in the skies, look at the clouds. You see a flat bottom cloud, you know that's pretty fishy. They weren't here a long time ago. And just know that those are the ships up there looking down upon you. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and thanks, Ron. And another interesting thing to do is to go back and look at old pictures, if you have any of landscapes. And you'll notice the clouds sometimes look different than how you remembered them. So, interesting stuff. And a lot of the times people write in and they see dragon clouds or ship clouds or many different kinds. So we do have another question. And this person just purchased the location space clearing after listening to an archive today. And they're using it to get ready for the holidays. So they're using it to clear off their dining room table, which also functions as a desk, and they don't ever want to repeat that again, or recreate that again, excuse me. So their question is this an on-planet or an off-planet transmission? They're not sure what that means. That's the first part of the question, Ron.
Okay, yeah. Is it coming from the...
On or off-planet.
Yeah, on or off. So is it happening through energies on this planet, on the surface, on the underground, alien bases or whatever? Is there something contaminating your space by people that live here or aliens that live here on this planet? And the other one would be off planet would be, are you having stuff being transmitted to you? What we have on the website is the satellite and the head connector clearing. That's kind of similar. And that's how they transmit off-planet stuff to you. What was the next part of the question, Elizabeth?
Okay, so the next part is also step 3, select the type of clearing. Again, they're not sure if this is a portal clearing or a mind control transmission, or multi-dimensional energies, or any of the others. They're trying to clear out clutter, mostly paper, and then they will move on to their next issue. Please help.
Yeah, I'd probably do all of them.
All three of those?
I would do all of them, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, because it seems like, I mean, on the surface, you would think that that would be like an on-planet, but then again, it may not be. And there may be something, some kind of off-planet energy that's causing you to have a messy place or could just, you know, be just about anything. Right, Ron?
Yeah, yeah, that is correct. We have on New Life Expo, if you go into that link and go into the a program brochure or program guide, we're on the second to the last page. I think we're on the last page of the cover. But anyway, we're there. And going to that, there's a link on the very top, which you can copy. You have to probably type it in, so you can't do a copy and paste on it, I don't think. But you can type that in, and we have some clearings that were given away free to the people, you know, at the expo there who come. And one of them also kind of is on the same lines as the Galactic Federation clearing. So that one's a really nice one to do to get these aliens off of your back. If you may want to check that out, go to New Life Expo and click on that. And then somewhere in there, it'll give you a way to get a PDF of the program guide. And just click on that, and it'll come right up. and we're on the, I think, the last page of the cover, inside cover page, I think.
Yeah, it's if you click on Expo Brochure and Speaker Info, you'll see under there, there's PDFs of speakers, exhibitors, speaker grids, special events, and an Expo Brochure. So, Ron, it's probably in one of those places, and we should mention that that's actually coming up this weekend, the 25th through the 27th. And it's at the Hotel New Yorker, and you can find all the information about that at the New Life Expo website, newlifeexpo.com. So Ron will be there, the Light Chamber will be there, and is it too late for people to email you with the photos? I don't think so.
No,
if they want their picture in the light chamber?
Yep, no problem. And if it comes in a little bit late, we can always get it from the email and right across the street to Staples and get it printed out, or even do it there at the expo, you know, at the inside of the New Yorker Hotel. So it'll be done if we get
great.
The email.
Okay, great. So if you want to do that, where Ron puts your photo in the light chamber for the entire expo, I think it's $100 for the entire duration of the light chamber being there. And you can email. Okay. So, yeah, that's a great way to get the healings if you can't make it to the expo.
So let's see if we have anybody commenting on the different rooms with the peace energy. Any comments out there? We'll ask people on a fast chat.
Check the fast chat and see. We do have a couple of new questions. It sounds like a lot of people are having a bad day. Someone was bitten by a dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they're wondering, actually, if dogs can be cloned out. I would imagine so, right, Ron?
Yeah, I'm sure they can be, yeah. In fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he had that movie about that, one of the Terminator movies or something, where they had a dog cloned out. So, yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, yeah,
okay.
A lot can happen. A lot is happening. Let me see what we can do here to...
Someone else is commenting on they spent the day in the emergency room, so it sounds like people are having a rough week. Sorry, guys.
Oh, man. So let's release entities that could have attached to people. So the emergency room is a place that could be done easily. So hopefully it wasn't their emergency, but maybe it was, I guess. They only allow people in there who have an emergency, I think. But here we go. So, releasing entities. So, 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And dog bite or pain, let's release pain from people. So I'll count to 10 to do that. And the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess we'll do one of fear that could be coming in there, and we'll do anxiety. So a fear clearing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Anxiety, 1, you can think of your issues, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one felt pretty good. Now, we're going to do one for people who maybe have to do something tomorrow, because remember, we're in time here. So maybe you're looking at doing something that may make you anxious or anxiety for tomorrow. What we're going to do is I want you, if that's the case for you, I want you to think of that space right now, that location of where you're going, and or the building. And if you know the space, the room, et cetera, we'll put more energy in that. And we're also going to put that energy into your vehicle, your car, or maybe a subway if you're going to be there. So we're going to put some peace already there planted for you so you can feel more relaxed when you go there. You're only doing this now because you may have or sense some anxieties happening. So here we go. Make your workplace, your place where you're going, peaceful. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This peace energy will be with you, and it will saturate the room with that when you're there. Because you may be going someplace and may not be there for a while, so it'll just kind of follow you and bring in that really nice energy of peace and balance into the room where you're going to be. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's great, Ron. I'm feeling much better, and I didn't even realize I was having an issue today, so thank you. So all of the healings that Ron does on the show are samples, and if you've ever been helped out by them or you have had a, you know, a positive experience with them, you can donate to PayPal any amount you want via creationlightship.com. That's always nice when we can acknowledge Ron for all the free healings and clearings that he does on the shows. Okay, so I have another question here, Ron, and it's actually more of a testimonial. And this person just wants to thank you for all of your help. They're saying they're in pretty good shape now. Their MRI scans have come back without anything serious, and a specialist thought that their prostate was in pristine condition, and their symptoms and discomforts have just about gone. They can say that the body jumpstart special clearing, timeline crashing, and space-time clearing have brought back their health without doubt. They go on to say that in my case, using these clearings have made sometimes big and sometimes little gains each time I use them. I would like to say to listeners who are suffering from an ailment, act early, but also to be patient. So they've also used your Grace Guys clearing, and it works, especially if there is lightning. Thank you. They're in Australia, and they are in unusually hot conditions, and large fires are popping up everywhere. Even in October, many houses have been lost to fire recently. And they're wondering if aliens were causing these conditions and what can be done to bring rain.
Well, that's a good one. I don't know what to do to bring rain. I'm trying to think here.
I guess that would be the opposite of the gray skies clearing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here because the earth spirit's not here, so you really can't command the earth spirit or to ask it for help. I'll kind of figure out what I can do for that, okay? So that's on the burner right now, so we'll see what I can figure out.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ron. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm thinking you might have to energize the real clouds, okay, with, you have to energize the real clouds with light to come and balance the energy. It's probably out of balance if it's, you know, if it's too hot. But I don't know.
Well, there aren't that many real clouds left.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to look at. It, and then also how to get the spirit energy to balance them here. Let me give it some thought for a week here, and I'll try to figure, see if I can figure something out here. So I guess back to you. As far as the question, is that aliens doing that? Yeah, more than likely, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
The alien attack page might work.
That's a good thought.
And maybe the location would be maybe the town that you live in or something like that. Instead of having it be you, then do the alien attack page for them attacking, you know, your town. I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron. Well, that's definitely something for all of us to think about. And if anybody has any ideas on the fast chat, let us know. I didn't get any observations or testimonials about a peace energy. But I think a lot of people found the last samples that you did very helpful. And they're saying that they are going to donate. So thank you very much. And if you want to sign up for the light infusion chamber, again, you just have to email a picture to Ron, and you can find his email on creationlightship.com, and then they'll go and print it out. And I guess you can just pay through PayPal. So that is interesting, Ron. And I'm thinking about that last question, too, because I did the gray skies clearing the other day, and I was with my family, and we were just kind of all sitting around going, oh, the day is so gray and crappy. And I was like, oh, I'll just put up a clearing and we'll see if we can get rid of it. And sometimes it's such thick cloud cover. I live in the east, so we get a lot of clouds, a lot of gray skies, and sometimes it takes all day for the clearing to work, but it, at the end of the night, like dusk, you'll actually see the sun break through, and it's really beautiful. But the other day I put it on, and it was like instant sun, and everyone was like, wow. And I was like, yeah, see, it really worked. So, but to use that in the opposite way, so that's interesting, because I bet if we could figure it out, it would work just as well. It's a very powerful and it's a free healing. So if you're having any gray sky weather issues, it's great, and you will see the results. It's happened to me so many times, and every time it happens, I'm just like, wow, I can't believe it worked again.
Another thing would be the timeline one might be the one to get the aliens off
the timeline crashing. Yeah.
So they're causing troubles on that timeline. Remember, they brought the timeline in to have problems. So keep crashing the timeline, maybe with storms, with lightning, devastation, something like that. In your area, wherever your area is, you know, if you could put your town if you wanted to. And, you know, do probably a couple hundred timeline crashes or something and just see if that should tend to help it. So the timeline is bringing forth that destruction. And what you want is a timeline that is peaceful. So you might want to get another computer. Just talking out loud here. So what you really want to have is you want to get rid of this crappy timeline, we'll say, right? And once it's gone, what's going to come in its place, okay? Are they going to see that and bring in a worse one? No, you want to have one come in that's peaceful. So you want to actually bring in a peaceful timeline if you want to experience peace. Or another way of saying it, you may want to just bring in the now timeline of creation lightship. Remember, some of the aliens may have a timeline that may not be as bad as one that you're dealing with. And they could even think of it as being peaceful. So I'm not saying to, you know, join hands with the aliens and tell them to bring you a peaceful timeline, but they may have something that could be there not as bad, okay? But ultimately what you want to have is the now timeline, you know, of source energy, which is what the creation light ship is. You want to get that source energy timeline to come in, and then you're going to be peaceful automatically. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, that's Very good, Ron. And also, somebody's recommending Earth Protection for Australia as,
yeah,
as maybe a potential option to protect the Earth.
Yep, that might be probably the best one to do, I think, because that one's already designed for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is that's also an example. That's a free one that people can do on their own. And I think that would probably help us all out if we all did Earth Protection Timeline Crash, which is, that's under Sample Healing, thecreationlightship.com. So maybe try that.
That's good. And if any of you, you know, watch the news or something and you know, you're in a state that's safe, you know, there's nothing going on, you know, where there's tornadoes or hurricanes or flooding, anything like that, but and you're perfectly safe and you have some extra time and you hear about something on the news about this thing coming and it's going to cause all this problem and all, you know, and get in there and maybe do the Earth Protection on that particular area. Maybe they'll help to alleviate a lot of what's happening. Remember that what the light can do is take away what's coming. What you're already experiencing, it may not be able to release that, because that's an experience that people chose to go through. That may sound a little harsh, but that's kind of how that life sees it. So the reality is created. People want to create that reality, but you know, you could take away the energy pool that people are drawing into to bring in more of the stuff. You know, you watch the news, and you know, typically most people are be watching the news to see what's going on. We'll just say there's like a big flood coming, or you know, tons of rain coming down, and naturally it'll be flooding. So they're watching the news, knowing that, yeah, you know, the first part, the step one is a lot of rain. Step two is flooding. Step three is where is it going to? And so when it's already in motion, it's more difficult to stop it. But you can maybe get rid of the energy pools on some of those timelines, if you do the timeline crashes, I think might be better at that point to get rid of those energy pools, so things will change instantly, and maybe that energy will just stop, and you may have a miracle situation happening. But first, do maybe the Earth Protection clearing, and try that with the town if you see it happening, you know, on the news, because all the people are going to be there, and there's only two things happening. They're going to be hoping that it gets better, you know, less rain, or next thing is worse rain. And with the worst rain scenario, when they're watching the TV, that puts out fear energy, and that's going to draw more of that to them. So the fear situation is what's there. And you might even try, just kind of going a little sideways here, you might even do, if you live in a town, maybe do a fear clearing on that town, because the town is conscious. So if you're hearing about the town having floods and stuff, you may want to clear that energy with that, with getting the other part done by doing the town. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay. So, yeah, that's very helpful, and hopefully everybody can help out with that. Ron, I think we only are going to have time for one more question, and it's from a listener. Initials are JW, and they're wondering if you have any input about why their left eye is swollen. They're wondering if it's an alien attack or a bug bite or an infection, and they are just wondering what action they should take in terms of the different clearings that you offer.
Well, it feels like it's more of a kind of like a bite or something to me. I would probably just do some of that special water. Do the water for maybe skin misting, and just see if that works well on that particular situation. It does feel like a bug bite. You got bitten. It's probably an alien. So it's probably that anyway. Okay.
Maybe like an alien attack.
It looks like we're about that time again here.
I know. It went by so quickly. Thank you, Ron.
Okie dokie. So we'll see you later, everybody. I'll be at the expo here, so in New York, a block from Penn Station, New Yorker Hotel. And that's the New Life Expo, and check out the program guide and do that clearing on the very top of the page. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.